This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Let's just up CBS News there, update it, and tell you about Hurricane, which is now Tropical Storm Isaias. It has been downgraded to a tropical storm at this time by the National Hurricane Center, although they expect it to regain hurricane strength overnight as it nears Florida. So eyes will stay on that. A bull shark sighting forced swimmers out of the water from Civic Beach to Lido West in Hempstead. Bull sharks are often considered to be the most dangerous sharks to humans because of their aggressive tendencies. This from the National Wildlife Federation, although they do point out that attacks are rare.
With shark sightings already in the double digits in Hempstead, the town is adding extra lifeguards on surfboards and now jet skis.
The worst case scenario we want you to leave the beach with is a sunburn, nothing else.
Hempstead Town Supervisor Don Claven says it's the first time the town is seeing bull sharks in 10 years. He says this may be due to the warmer weather and more bait fish the sharks are eating coming to shore. The water being less contaminated for months because of the pandemic may be why there are more fish.
For the most part, residents get it. They know this is about their safety. It's hot. They know they want to be in the water, but they know we're doing the precautions so nobody's hurt. And that's what it's, you know, job one of all these great lifeguards.
Claven says bull sharks are often seen during high tide when the fish they eat are normally closer to shore. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
And despite coronavirus surging in New Jersey, California, Florida, and the Midwest, the latest tests in New York State show only a 0.91% positivity rate, indicating the disease is declining now in New York State. Especially good news since a record number of tests, 82,737, were done, says Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo urged people to remain vigilant. And despite their arrest for contempt of court, the owners of a New Jersey gym who repeatedly defied Governor Phil Murphy ordered to stay closed during the pandemic, reopen their facility again. They kicked down the plywood boards covering Attila's Gym in Belmar. They let 40 to 50 customers inside for workouts. Now, one of the owners, Ian Smith, acknowledged that they would be forced to close again. Belmar officials will consider Tuesday revoking the gym's business license. 505 at WCBS. A woman whose immune system was compromised and who walked with a cane was attacked when she asked someone else to please put on her mask.
And I said, you really should put on your mask. She proceeded to curse at me.
Margot Kagan from Teaneck tells CBS 2 that's how it started, but it only got worse from there. The unmasked woman then pulled Kagan by her cane and threw her to the ground at the Staples store in Hackensack. Kagan now has to undergo surgery for her injuries from the attack. Kagan was already recovering from a recent liver transplant surgery.
It's really actually quite painful.
People know that this virus is very contagious, and if they're not willing to help protect everybody else, they should just stay home.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
A GoFundMe page for Kagan says she's a mother of school-aged children in Teaneck. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Suspect is still at large. Police released a surveillance video, so you can help them find this person. It's at our website, WCBS880.com. New Jerseyans must wear a mask that covers their nose and mouth when they enter a store. But 18% of New Jerseyans told pollster Gallup they don't comply with the mask requirement. So New Jersey lawmakers are proposing a 30-day jail sentence and fines up to $500 for those who refuse to wear a mask. Assemblyman Ralph Caputo of Essex says this will drive home the point that it's not optional. Let's get that forecast now. Here's our meteorologist, Danielle Niddle.
Well, looking at a partly cloudy sky across the area for this evening, clouds will be building in as the night goes on. Our low tonight, 74. Tomorrow, limited sunshine with a couple of showers and thunderstorms around the area. But any of those storms, perhaps on the heavier, gustier side, looks like north and west of the city. High tomorrow, 87. We can see a lingering shower storm for the evening hours tomorrow night. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a warm, muggy night. Lows again in the mid-70s. Then as we move into Monday, we'll have a mixture of clouds. Clouds and sunshine, high 86, but likely going to start to see some rain pushing into the area Monday night. And then for Tuesday, that'll be when we're going to be keeping a very close eye on Isaias as it moves into our area, bringing some rain and wind. Right now, the main concerns look to be a flooding downpour, some coastal flooding as well. But again, the exact track of the system, though, going to really determine how much rain and wind we end up seeing on Tuesday, high 78. That system will lift off to the north. north and east, and then on Wednesday, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Can't completely rule out seeing a shower or storm. 84 degrees. Right now, 83 in Islip, 88 in Patterson. We have 84 degrees in Midtown. We'll go down tonight to a low of 74. Joe?
Thanks, Danielle. The Connecticut fall high school sports season will be delayed, with full practices starting September 11th, games September 24th in all sports, including football. Practices with smaller groups will start earlier. Face masks, limited fan attendance, limited locker room usage, all among the many changes coming this fall to Connecticut high school sports. State sports leaders also say the plans are fluid. Games will be contested regionally to help with transportation issues and limit the potential spread of coronavirus. 5:11 is our time here at WCBS News Radio 880. New Jersey's public health emergency because of coronavirus has been extended for another 30 days by Governor Phil Murphy. Governor Murphy says the move extends all of the current coronavirus-related executive orders, including a ban on indoor dining at bars and restaurants and other indoor activities like movie theaters and concerts.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880, or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.